USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The family that owns OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma used Swiss and other hidden accounts to transfer over $1 billion to themselves. The state of New York is asking a judge to enforce subpoenas to Purdue and its owners, the Sackler family, and they said they've uncovered what was previously unknown wire transfers over several financial institutions. The transfers bolster allegations by New York and other states that the Sacklers worked to shield their wealth in recent years because of mounting worries about legal threats over the painkillers. Lawmakers investigating the market dominance of big tech asked Google, Facebook, Amazon, and Apple for a broad range of documents, making a step forward in Congress's bipartisan probe of those companies. Letters went out from the House Judiciary Committee, which has been conducting sweeping investigations of all those companies and their impact on competition and consumers. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Texas state representative is now being criticized for tweeting he had an assault weapon ready for Beto O'Rourke. The tweet by Republican State Representative Briscoe Kane came after O'Rourke had this to say during the debate.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
Kane tweeted, "My AR is ready for you, Robert Francis," which is O'Rourke's full name. O'Rourke called the tweet a death threat, underscoring the danger of such weapons. Kane's tweet was removed for violating the company's terms of service. But it escalated an already tense atmosphere in Texas over guns after two mass shootings in August left 29 people dead. An Ohio gamer, upset about a $1.50 bet while playing Call of Duty online, was sentenced to 15 months in prison for recruiting a prankster to make a bogus emergency call that resulted in the fatal shooting of a Kansas man by police. Casey Viner, age 19, is also restricted from gaming activity for 2 years after serving his prison term. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A man says he might commit suicide while at a Bernie Sanders forum. USA's Wendy King reports.
At a Bernie Sanders town hall meeting in Carson City, Nevada.
I'm going to kill myself.
I don't know. John,
stop it.
You're not going to kill yourself.
A man said he would kill himself due to medical bills while suffering from Huntington's disease.
I'm a Navy veteran. I served 20 years. I served in Iraq. Kuwait Liberation. And I served in 95 in Somalia. I saved lives. I was a Navy corpsman. We take care of our own, except now. My TRICARE is not acceptable anymore. They took it away.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
United States health officials are investigating low levels of a potentially dangerous contaminant in the popular heartburn medication called Zantac. For now, the Food and Drug Administration said patients can continue taking their medications. The agency has now said it detected a probable cancer-causing chemical in the medications, which are sold as both prescription and over-the-counter treatments. FDA officials said the amount of the contaminant barely exceeds levels found in common foods, but the same chemical has been linked to dozens of recalls of blood pressure drugs over the last year. The FDA is still investigating that issue, and last month sanctioned a manufacturing plant in India that makes some of the medications. Roughly 80% of the ingredients used in the United States drugs are manufactured overseas. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.